USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening a White House event on the economy, President Biden says people across the United States are hurting during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Biden saying the ongoing outbreak has affected many Americans.
It's essential getting kids back to school safely. It is also getting a lifeline to small businesses, many of whom, 400,000, have gone under, affecting entire communities.
Biden did not address why only 9% of the bill goes toward COVID relief and only 1% of the spending will go towards accelerating vaccine distribution. The president of LSU is calling a new report about sexual assault complaints painful. Several accusations are against former LSU football coach Les Miles, those taking place between 2009 and 2016. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The women accusing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment are sharing their stories. Lindsay Boylan, the first woman to accuse Cuomo of harassment, telling a reporter that she decided to go public because she wanted to be the one to tell her story. The second woman, Charlotte Bennett, sitting down with CBS News.
I thought, he's trying to sleep with me. The governor's trying to sleep with me. And I'm deeply uncomfortable, and I have to get out of this room as soon as possible.
How did you respond to those questions?
I responded honestly, and when I was even thinking of coming forward, I think that was where I held the most shame, and that, like, I really was uncomfortable.
The Northeast is shivering with below-zero wind chills today in upstate New York and much of New England. Meantime, a new storm on the West Coast is bringing heavy snow to the higher elevations from California to Washington. Other parts of the Southwest, including Phoenix, Arizona, seeing temperatures in the low 80s. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Labor Department report coming out on Friday surprising many economists. From the West Coast USA Radio Newsroom, Lance Pry has the story.
Hiring in America boomed in February as restaurants and other hospitality businesses reopened, adding 379,000 people to U.S. payrolls and fueling renewed growth. The Labor Department said Friday U.S. employers added jobs for the second straight month in February in what marks a sharp pickup from earlier this winter. The jobless rate is well down from the 14.8% peak in April of 2020 and is now at 6.2%.
Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar, whose congressional district lies near the U.S.-Mexico border, warned that more than 10,000 illegal immigrants have been apprehended in a single border sector in Texas in about 1 week. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez, another Democrat, did not mince words how he described the current White House's immigration policy and said the proposed bill is catastrophic. Emily Lord King lives on the U.S.-Mexico border. She says she has illegal immigrants constantly running through her yard.
In the last 45 days, we've seen more illegal traffic, car wrecks right through our fences. We had two Border Patrol agents on our property trying to apprehend 10 illegal immigrants. And those numbers just don't add up. They caught one, and so there were nine left on our property.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.